ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 15। बहूनि सन्ति नामानि रूपाणि च सुतस्यते गुणा कर्माणो रूपाणि तानि अहम् वेद नो जना। बहूनि सन्ति नामानि रूपाणि च सुतस्यते गुणकर्माणु रूपाणि तानि अहम् वेद नो जना। बहूनि सन्ति नामानि रूपाणि च सुतस्यते गुणकर्मानुरूपाणि तान्यहं वेद नो जना।
सुतस्यते गुणकर्मानुरूपाणि तान्यहं वेदनो जनाः। बहूनि सन्ति नामानि रूपाणि च सुतस्यते गुणकर्मानुरूपाणि तान्यहं वेद नो जनः।
बहूनि वेरियस सन्ति देर आर नामानि नेम्स रूपाणि फॉर्म्स च आल्सो सुतस्य ऑफ द सन ते योर गुणकर्म अनुरूपाणी अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज एट्रीब्यूट्स एंड एक्टिविटीज तानी देम अहम आई वेद नो नो जना नॉट ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन्स। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada. So please repeat after me. For this son of yours,
there are many forms
and names
according to his
transcendental qualities and activities.
These are known to me,
but people in general
do not understand them.
Purport. Bahuni. The Lord has many names.
Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, Adyam Purana Purusham, Nava Yavanamcha.
As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.33, the Lord is one, but he has many forms and many names.
It was not that because Gargamuni gave the child the name Krishna, that was his only name.
He has other names such as Bhaktavatsala, Giridhari, Govinda and Gopala.
If we analyze the Nirukti or semantic derivation of the word Krishna, we find that Na signifies that he stops the repetition of birth and death. And Krish means Sattartha or existence.
Krishna is the whole of existence.
Also, Krish means attraction and Na means Ananda or bliss.
Krishna is known as Mukunda because he wants to give everyone spiritual, eternal, blissful life.
Unfortunately, because of the living entity's little independence, the living entity wants to deprogram the program of Krishna.
This is the material disease.
Nonetheless, because Krishna wants to give transcendental bliss to all the living entities, he appears in various forms.
Therefore, he is called Krishna.
Because Gargamuni was an astrologer, he knew what others did not know.
Yet, Krishna has so many names that even Gargamuni did not know them all.
It is to be concluded that Krishna, according to his transcendental activities, has many names and many forms.
So the translation once again. For this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
And first I would like to take the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here so that we can speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are, over the past few days, we have been discussing about how Gargamuni is giving Krishna his name. And this is part of the Vedic culture that typically when a child is born, the name is given
And typically it happens actually after a few months. Of course, in the United States, because of Social Security, you know, we find that in the hospital itself, the first day itself, you know, we give a name so that it becomes, you know, logistically easier. But we find in the Vedic culture that, you know, how, you know, the name, the child is born, it takes some time and then the name is given. And it is given by, you know, some, using some the birth's astrological chart. And we find the same thing is being done here. Garga Muni is a renowned astrologer from, he's from Mathura. And Krishna is at the house of Nanda Maharaj. And we find this verse here specifically where Garga Muni is mentioning that this child has many names and many forms and activities. Now, of course, even ordinary people, we find that we have, you know, more than one name. Depending on our childhood, we give some name. As we grow up, we call by different names. And maybe our friends call a different name. Our close, intimate people call us a different name. So we also ordinarily have multiple names. So why not Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord, can have multiple names? So there, you know, so this, it seems logical that Krishna has many names. And if we understand Krishna's names, first of all, there are the external names like Paramatma. So these refer to the feature of Krishna, where, you know, it's not a personal name, it's more like Krishna's, external name. So these are, we use, like yogis use these names to meditate on the Paramatma. Then we have the Vishnu Sahasranam, the thousand names of Lord Vishnu. So these are also attributed to Krishna. And then, of course, we have Krishna's names depending on his, you know, the words used are, you know, qualities, that is, guna, forms, rupa, and activities, karma. In terms of course, form, we know that when the Lord appeared as half man, half lion, he is known as Narasimhadev. And yesterday we heard from Vrata Karma Prabhu, you know, how Krishna has, you know, he came as Narasimhadev from the pillar. And then when Krishna is, based on his forms, and then based on his, from his guna or his qualities, we call him as a Dinabandhu, a friend of the distressed. In fact, this verse as we learn, the prayer that we hear, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Karuna Sindhu means he is ocean of all mercy. So depending on his qualities also Krishna gets names. And then pastimes. Srila Prabhupada mentions here names like Giridhari, Govinda, Gopala. So these are all based on his pastimes. So we find that Krishna's names are based on his pastimes and his qualities, his forms, and, you know, from his form as Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayan. And so we have access to all these names of Krishna in order to, you know, remember him. And so Prabhupada mentions here that he does it to attract multiple people. Like we find there are people who are attracted to Krishna's childhood pastimes only. They like Krishna as a baby, like Bal Gopal. And there are other people who like Krishna's philosophy, Bhagavad Gita. There are some people who like Krishna's, you know, valor, like Rukmini Dwarkadish. So when he, you know, in Dwarka, when he, you know, stole Rukmini. So there are multiple ways Krishna attracts the hearts of people. And hence, you know, he performs these leelas and gets different names. In fact, Krishna also, in fact, Indra prays to Krishna after, you know, we hear that after he lifted the Girdhari mountain. It says, Swachanda Upatta Murtaye Vishuddha Jnana Murtaye. So Lord, he says that, oh Lord, you take multiple forms, multiple Anamurtaye, multiple forms, based on your own desire. Nobody tells you. You just, based on your desire and the desires of your devotees, you take different forms. Like for example, Krishna is known as Khirachar Gopinath in Remuna, where he stole the pot of sweet rice for his devotee Madhavendra Puri. Now, no one wants to be called as a thief. But the word chor means thief, right? No one wants to be called for eternity the word thief. Nobody wants that. But here Krishna is doing it just to please his devotee. His name is Khirachor, or he's also called as Makhan Chor. In fact, sometimes, you know, people say that, oh, what type of God you worship who steals things? But we know these are Lord's pastimes. And actually, they are able to attract a lot of people. But some people who are inimical, they will always complain. So we always have that case. Then Krishna also, he ran away from the battlefield and he is celebrated as Ranachor when he ran away from Jarasandha's battle with Jarasandha. So this way, and of course Parthasarathi, where Krishna is the sarathi of his friend Partha or Arjuna. So Krishna, here we find that these are multiple names Krishna has based on his activities, but still there are people, as Prabhupada mentions here, that who are trying to deprogram the program of Krishna. So there are some class of philosophers, we call them the Mayavadi philosophers, who say that Krishna's form and names, all this is Maya. So, in fact, this was when I was younger. I was in India working, and I was distributing Bhagavad Gita in my office. And I came upon one of our senior managers in our organization, and I was giving this book to him. He started telling, the word Krishna means black. So of course he was senior to me by age. I was 27 and he was in his 50s, so I didn't argue with him. And also he was senior in rank in the company, I didn't argue with him. But when I came back, we were discussing in the temple, that why does he say that like that? What is this conception that people have? So then we understood that it is the Mayavad conception, that these people, they say the word Krishna means black, black means dark, dark means unknown or unknowable, and hence you cannot understand God. Now it is true, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati, that only through bhakti can you understand me. So yes, we can understand God on our own accord, but when we approach through bhakti, we can understand him. And also this Mayavadi philosopher, they also say that God has no legs, no hands, no eyes. So there is a small story here. There was a king, and he used to have a parrot. He used to like the parrot very much. And this parrot he gave to one of his servants, and he told him that, take care of this parrot. You should never give me the news that he is dead. He said, okay. Of course, he realized that, how is it possible that anyone who is born will die. So he knew that one day this parrot will die. So he was figuring out how to escape a punishment from the king. So one day, as planned, the parrot died. And then he comes to the king, and he becomes a little creative in giving his message. He says, oh king, look at this parrot. He is not speaking. The parrot is not lifting his wings. The parrot is not lifting his legs. His eyes are closed. Its eyes are closed. And the king says, oh, so it is dead. Yeah, but I didn't tell it. You told it. So I am aware of... So this way, these Mayavadis, they basically want to say that there is no God. And hence they keep on all these arguments of God has no legs, God has no eyes, God has no hands, God has... So that is their inner meaning, that they want to actually deny the existence of God because they want to enjoy like God. So we understand that even though the scriptures are full of examples of Krishna's multiple names and forms, we have this class of demoniac people who are against the existence of God, and they will, they keep this, preaching this philosophy. Now, we find that this whole pastime of Krishna getting his name is being performed in a cowshed. Typically, when you have this name-giving ceremony, it's like a big celebration, big festival. You call hundreds, thousands of people. And Nanda Maharaj is a big king. He is, he is the king of the Vraja. So he could have afforded to have a big festival and, call like a big... But here we find that they are doing in a very low scale, low key. And why is that? To basically protect Krishna against the... against Kamsa. So they have seen that Kamsa has been attacking and trying to kill Krishna through multiple, sending so many demons. And so to save Krishna, to protect Krishna, they are trying to do this. So we know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, so he doesn't need our protection. But in this pastime, we find that how he is given protection by Nanda Maharaj and the other Brajavasis in that mood of Vatsalya mood, in a Vatsalya mood. So as sadhakas of Krishna consciousness, this is also something for us to like and understand and imbibe in our daily practice of Krishna consciousness, is that how we can also represent the Krishna consciousness movement and protect it. Of course, it is not like the false ego that, you know, we are taking care of the movement. It is not that mood. The mood is more like we have responsible behavior and responsible actions so that we represent Krishna, we represent the Lord, we represent this movement, Srila Prabhupada, when we do our activities. Srila Prabhupada was also taking care of, you know, this movement in this exact mood. There are so many instances how Prabhupada showed that he knew that this movement will flourish, you know, it will be spread all over the world. But still his actions and behavior were such that, you know, each action was such that he can take care or he can protect Krishna. Specific example is of the Juhu temple from Bombay. So when the Juhu temple was being built, the land of Juhu belonged to one Mr. N. And he was like basically a cheater. He used to give that land to different people, the same land, and then he will take some advance money from them, and then he would create conditions that they would leave the place, so he won't give them the advance back, he won't give the land, he will keep the money, and then when they leave, he will give that land to some other people. So this way, his business of cheating and getting money from multiple people was going on for a very long time. And even he found the devotees, and the devotees, he had the same transaction. He took some advance from them. He gave them the papers. And then, the plan was that devotees would eventually give the money and stay there for good. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Africa, and Brahmananda Prabhu was with him, and Srila Prabhupada was eating, and suddenly he stopped eating. And then, he was asked, Prabhupada, why are you not eating? What happened? And how can I eat when people are cheating my devotees? He said, Prabhupada, what happened? Now, this Juhu place, in fact, at that time, it was going on, construction was going on, and the contractor was apparently throwing away the cement bags from the fence across the to the other neighbors. So Prabhupada told that nobody in the property, the devotees don't know, but the cement bags they are coming here for construction, and the people are throwing it out of the fence to the neighbor's house, and from there they are being squandered away. Then he said, Prabhupada, how do you know? If nobody knows, how do you know? Then Prabhupada said that the neighbor is a friend of mine, and hence he informed me, and that's why I know. So that was Prabhupada's mood of protection. That is Krishna's property. We cannot get it waste. So in this property, it continued. Devotees are building the temple. And at some point, this Mr. N, he started creating conditions so that devotees will be forced to leave. And when that happened, the devotees actually came to a point that they said, yes, actually they were about to leave. They gave the papers back to Mr. N. And when Prabhupada came to know about this, he was very furious. So he came to Mr. N and he said that either give my money back or give my papers back. And he said, no, I won't do either of this. No, he said, the money is already gone and the paper I will not give. You people have to vacate this place. So then, of course, Srila Prabhupada was very angry. He walked away. And then eventually with time, there was a court case, and this, of course, this Mr. N, he bribed even the devotees' lawyers. So it was looking like the devotees would lose the case. There was no hope for winning. And then Srila Prabhupada was in New Zealand when he heard the news that Mr. N is dead. Mr. Prabhupada was happy. He said, Jai. And of course, we understand the story from Giriraj Maharaj in details. Mrs. N, she was actually, she was very mad at this whole affair. Well, my husband is dead and this property is, your devotees are not leaving this property. So she came with a demolition squad to demolish the entire property. So the temple was, you know, like considered half constructed. The deities were there. So she came with all these, you know, municipal authorities, with the demolition squad, with permission to, you know, break this whole property. And actually they were breaking. The authorities were actually trying to, you know, break. It was almost come to the deities. At that time, the devotees actually reached out to one political leader named Bal Thackeray. He is kind of a religious person, and he was in favor of the devotees. He was favorable. So when they approached him, they came and they were able to stop the demolition. And then, of course, again, Mrs. Sen was further furious. And then she went away and said, okay, now we'll see further in court. So she went to the court, and then she brought like a stay order that you cannot do construction anymore. That you people are using force to stop demolition by using political influence. So now you will go to court, and then you can't do any more construction. So now this happened on like a Friday. This was the evening time. And so the judge was also favorable to the devotees. So he said, okay, it's almost around 5 p.m. on a Friday. So the case is, today's case is adjourned. We will again meet on Monday. So devotees, again, we see the mood here. So devotees, over the weekend, Friday night, Saturday all day, Saturday night, Sunday all day, they actually constructed the whole temple back to where it was. So by Monday morning, the whole thing was restored. The whole temple was restored. The deities were also already there. And hence again the court opened. So the court asked, so Mrs. N, what is your problem? And she said, these people have taken care of this, you know, this place. They are not paying money and they are illegal. So we want a stay order. No more construction. And then the judge asked the devotees, what do you think? What is the situation you want to have? They said, what construction? It's already done. We don't need any stay order. We already done. The temple is ready. So we are not doing any more construction. Then the judge said, okay, whatever is built, it stays, no demolition, and the case is dismissed. So this way we find that the devotees were able to keep the temple, and, you know, using the ideas, the hard work, you know, through the whole weekend they worked, and they brought temple back. And in this way, we find that this mood of taking care of Krishna and Krishna's property is required for us to continue this our Krishna consciousness. Just like Kamsa sent so many demons, like for example, for here we already know he sent Putana, Sakatasura, and Trinavarta already by this pastime. We already have these demons come here, sent by Kamsa. So this way we find that just like Kamsa sent demons to kill Krishna, there are demonic propensities within us that impedes our progress in Krishna consciousness, and also there are demoniac propensities in the outside world which are against this spreading of Krishna consciousness movement. So it is both within as well as outside. So we have to be careful for taking care of our own bhakti, giving it protection, as well as, you know, fighting outside, taking care of the, you know, the things outside. There's one more instance of this is a temple in its contemporary in Africa, where there were dacoits who had actually, you know, attacked the temple, and they were able to, you know, about to loot and kill the devotees and destroy all the property. So there we find that the pujari, he comes in front of the deities, and the deities, and he tries to, you know, save the deities, or at least, you know, save the deities. And so this then dacoit, the leader, he comes forward. And he looks at the deities. He's kind of perplexed. So here Krishna was made of marble, black marble, and hence Krishna was in a black, and Radharani, and there were other deities. So then he is surprised, looking at all the deities, and he says, who is this? And then this pujari says, oh, he is our god. He is Krishna, and she is, you know, his wife, his girlfriend or wife. So this dacoit leader, he thinks for a moment. He looks at the deities, and then he says, oh, your god is black, and he has a white wife? Okay, I will leave you. This is good. And, you know, and he leaves them. He says, leave the devotees. He goes away. So this way we find that, you know, there are so many ways, you know, we find that, you know, Krishna's devotees try to, you know, protect Krishna, even though we know that Krishna is protecting us, but this is our vatsalya mood, that we try to, you know, give Krishna protection within our hearts, our bhakti, as well as outside to take care of this movement. There was one more pastime, this is probably much more heard of this before, about there was a, when devotees were doing book distribution, they were having some opposition, or actually not opposition, resistance, that there was another famous book which was released at that time, and that was called I Am Okay, You Are Okay. And that book became a bestseller, and it was a super hit. So as devotees who were selling it, this in the airports, Bhagavad Gita, they were asked, oh, do you have this book? I Am Okay, You Are Okay. And then devotees would say, no, we don't have. And then people would turn away, they would go away. So devotees were discouraged. They said, okay, no, we don't have this book, so people are not, no, are not giving us any donation, people are not taking our books. So then they went to Prabhupada. They said, Prabhupada, we have a problem. I said, what? Now, there is a famous book called I Am Okay, You Are Okay, and that is selling like in a hotcakes, and because of that, when we go to distribute our books, people are not taking these books. So Prabhupada said, okay, you tell them, show them Bhagavad Gita, and tell them, I am okay, you are not okay. This book will make you okay. So then, we went, it worked. So we found that, so this way, Prabhupada used his creativity to again, somehow, you know, help devotees take care of Krishna and Krishna's movement and Krishna's property. So, coming back to this verse again, we find that Krishna has so many names. There is, in fact, there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Graham Indriya. That Krishna's name, Nam Adi, means forms, paraphernalia, pastimes, we cannot understand through our blunt senses. It's only through taking shelter of Krishna that we can understand him more. So sometimes people argue that first, no, give me knowledge and then I will surrender. But the process is, we say that first surrender and then understand. So if you really think about it, sometimes it looks like, oh, it's probably right. You know, some people say that, first, you know, explain to me, then I surrender, right? How can we demand surrender at the very beginning? But if you look at the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So the word pranipata comes first. Pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. First surrender, ask questions, inquire, and seva. So surrender actually is required. Even for mundane knowledge, we find that we need surrender first. I remember when we came out of college, we were working. For the first month, we were just told to take photocopies. So we are, we're coming out of a good college, engineers, we're coming to work, and then for the first month, we are just taking photocopies. And then it's like, sometimes it is very humiliating. So, we spent so much money, had a degree, and we're just doing photocopies. But that is just, they teach you first humility, first surrender, and then they give the actual job. In fact, there was one devotee who was telling a story in Bombay that he was actually the topper. He was the gold medalist, the ranker from a college where they learned cooking. So he got his opportunity to do a 21-day internship in the hotel Taj. Taj is considered like the top hotel in India for in the hospitality industry. So he was learning. He went to learn there for 21 days internship, and he said, for all the 21 days, he was just doing one thing, cleaning the windows. That was his job. So he was a top ranker from a good college where he learned cooking, and he went there to learn the fine arts of baking in the Hotel Taj. And what he was doing? He was just cleaning the windows. So he approached the cooks there. He said, I have come here, I have such good credentials, then why don't you teach me something good? Why are you telling me to just clean the windows? They said, we have spent 35 years here doing, mastering this art, and you think you can pick this, you can learn this in 21 days? In 21 days, you can just learn how to become humble, so that we will train you later on. When we are satisfied that you are reasonably humble, then we will give you the real skill. So even for mundane knowledge, we find that first requirement is humble submission. And then the next part comes of giving knowledge. In the same way, for spiritual knowledge also, first there has to be humility or submission to the process and to the teacher, and then the knowledge actually follows automatically. So this way, we understand that Krishna has many names, and to understand them, we need to have a humble approach, submissive approach to the Guru Parampara and to the Lord, and this way the Lord will reveal us within our hearts. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Jaya. Anta Kota Krishna.